Is it Shalom Kufnun Tes? Ma'am Ravi Amala Shal Torah. So this chapter is going to talk about toiling in Torah. Isa B'Tanchuma. It says in Tanchuma Pashas Noach, Kala Torah Shabal Peh Nemar, that on the oral Torah it is said, Arucha Me'i Eretz Mida, Uruchava Miniyam, that it is longer, its measurement is longer than the earth, and it is wider than the sea. And it says in the pasuk, "V'leitimtza be'eretz ha'chaim," and it will not be found in the land of life. My v'leitimtza be'eretz ha'chaim. What does that mean? It will not be found in the land of life. Chibaretz ha'meisim timotze. Will a person find it in the land of death? Elosh leitimtza toresh ba'alpei itlamishim avakish ani goydam hazeh. Rather, say Chazal, that you will not find Torah, Shabal Peh, you will not find the oral Torah by someone who seeks the pleasures of this world. Tai v'gidoy d'v'chavid, a great desire or honor.
Wait, so that means they will be willing to find Torah b'ksav?
Talked about Torah Shabal Peh. Possibly.
It's qualifying. So you must be qualifying it for a reason.
Right. Rather, you will find it by someone who kills himself for it. Because the Rabbani Shalom only Hashem only made a covenant with Bnei Yisrael on Torah Shabbat Pesh. And him, as the Pasuk says, Ki al pi ha-dvarim ha-ela karati et chavriz. Al pi is a reference to Torah Shabbat Pesh. Is through these words that I made a covenant. Zuhi Torah Shabbat Pesh. This is referring to Torah Shabbat Pesh. He kosh al-lomoyt. It is difficult to learn. We have tzar gadol, and there is a lot of pain involved in acquiring a knowledge of Teresh Baal Peh. She meshula lechayshach. Teresh Baal Peh is compared to darkness. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ha'am ha'hoilchem ba'chayshach ro'u or gadol. The nation that walks in darkness saw a great light. And the Gemara says, elu balei Talmud. These are people that learn Gemara. Shadow or Godol, and at the end they see a great light. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meir Enayim VeIsur VeHeter. Hashem illuminates their eyes to be able to know the difference between Isur and Heter, what is forbidden, what is permissible. V'Tameh V'Torah, what is Tameh, what is Torah. U'Dasid Lavoi, and in the time to come, on them it is said, V'Yahavav Kitzeis Hashem Shbuvirosoi, that those who love Him will be compared to the sun in its might. B'chulam. The fisha ain't loymed oisa elamisha oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libo b'chol nafshe. The reason why people learn Torah Shabbat Peh are called oyehavav is because no one would learn Torah Shabbat Peh, only one who loves Hashem with all their heart and all their soul b'chol ma'oidai and with all of their possessions. Somebody who loves wealth and pleasure and a yachal lomay Teresh Bapeh cannot learn Teresh Bapeh. Fishyesh b'tzar gadol v'nidud shina, because it involves a lot of pain and loss of sleep. Yesh mevale u'menabel atzma yaleh, and one needs to wear himself and to disgust himself over it.
Debase,
thank you. Debase himself over it, thank you. Fikach, matan schora ba'ilam haba. Therefore, its reward is in the world to come. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Amma ilchem ha'cheshech, yo ha'gadol, a nation that walks in darkness will see a great light. This is referring to the light that was created on the first day, Shigunzai Kadish Borakala Mali Tadish Lapa, Yaim of Alaila, Hashem hid it, Hashem concealed it for those who toil in Tadish Lapa during the day and during the night, Shabusan, Hoyla Maimed, which in their merit the world stands with Hulu Ad Khan. This was all the words of the Tanakhuma. So Divrei Chazal Eilu, these words of Chazal, Hem Oir Goda, are themselves a great light. Me'irei Einayim, they illuminate the eyes, and Samche Lev Amalei Torah Shalapeh, and they bring joy to the heart of those who toil in Torah Shalapeh. Ki Yeshchal Yigiyosam L'Amalei Torah, to know that there is a reward for their toil in Torah. Not sure what the difference is between Yigiyah and Amal. I think they're synonymous. Val Yodom Zoichen Lo Eragonas, and through the Torah Shebaal Peh, one merits the Eragonas, the concealed light, Shenignaz Namalei Torah, that was concealed for the sake of those who toil in Torah. Divrei Chazal Eilu, these words of Chazal, Koivim Mamad Nizgov V'Iloi, these words of Chazal establish a tremendous standing place, and a lofty place, B'Miyuchad Amolei Torah Shebaal Peh, specifically for those who toil in Torah Shebaal Peh. Well, Pizei Yesh Levayer HaDi'isu B'Sfarim HaKadoshim. According to this, we can explain what is written in Sfarim HaKadoshim Sheminyan B'nei Yisrael, that the count of B'nei Yisrael Shishim Ribu is 600,000. V'chuvin K'neged Shishim Ribu Yoytzi Shem B'Torah, which corresponds to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. And to each and every Jew, there's a letter in the Torah that illuminates that person's neshama. The Levim were not counted among Bnei Yisrael, so the whole Shevet of Levi is not included in the 600,000. Why aren't there any letters corresponding? And if there are only 600,000 letters in the Torah, then why aren't there any letters corresponding to Shevet Levi? According to what we've said, Yashlemi, we can say Shalavim Hema Yisoyd Torah Shebaal Peh. Levim are the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Ve'eino b'chlal oisis haTorah. They aren't included in the letters of the Torah Shebiksav. Shezuma drege yoyser yelois, to be the foundation of Torah Shebaal Peh, is a greater level than actually having a letter of the Torah corresponding to you. As it is written in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Shekedushas HaGvil HaCholok Shebein HaOisius, that the Kedusha of the parchment, of the blank parchment that is in between the letters of the Torah, Gevoya Yoisim HaKedushas HaKsav, is a greater Kedusha than the Kedusha of the letters. Why? Because the blank parchment includes within it all of the letters. Since it's a place that can have all of the letters written upon it, it includes within itself the Kedusha of all the letters. Whereas the letter itself only includes within itself its own letter. And this is the concept of the Levim, Shem Kenega Torah Shebaal Peh, they correspond to Torah Shebaal Peh, Shekedushas Olamalam Kedushas Oisius, which its holiness is greater than the sanctity of the letters, the Kolelas HaKoil, and it encompasses everything. If one Shekos of a Rambam al Levim, Levim de HaTorah, as the Rambam writes on regarding the Levim and those who learn Torah, Sheneskachu Kodesh Kedoshim, that their Kedusha is holy of holies, v'hem chel Hashem, they are the army of Hashem. So basically what he's saying is that just like the parchment between the letters in the Torah Shebiksav, the parchment represents Torah Shebaal Peh.
because it is the parchment is the unsaid, is that is not written. And if the parchment of Tereshav Ksav is if that has more kedusha than the letters, then the same applies to Tereshav Al Peh. And the Levium, Shevet Levi, represents Tereshav Al Peh. Bad kama wa amola shal Torah. And how great is the toil of Torah? Matzinu b'chazal. Chazal tell us Torah mateshes koyich shel adam. Torah weakens the strength of a person. Chumash mafli b'tanchuma hanal, as the previous tanchuma mentioned, she koshel l'lmoy. It's difficult to learn. Yesh bo tzar gadol v'nidu deishina. There's a lot of tzar and loss of sleep over it. Not only requires toil of the body, even concepts of the soul that are primi, they are the primi ziga concepts of the soul. Tzorach limtsoi bad kinyan Torah, a person has to forfeit that for the sake of acquiring Torah, as I'll explain. Kivanuvas b'divrei ha-medrash, as it is hinted to in the words of the Medrash, Allah pasuk by Davar Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai v'goymroi. Hashem spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai, mikan shonu chachamim, from here chachamim learned, b'gimel dvarim in the Torah. The Torah was given through three different things: b'esh, b'mayim, v'midbar, with fire, water, and in the desert. B'esh b'nayim, with fire. Where do we see this? Shenemar, the pasuk says, b'har Sinai, oshan kuloi. Har Sinai was all full of smoke. Uvamayim, and water, shenema gam shamayim notfu, the heavens were dripping, gam ovim notfu mayim, and the clouds were dripping water. Uvamidbar menayin, I don't know, uvamidbar shenema vedavar shalom vish, uvamidbar sinah v'chol. Dabar acha, another pshat says the Medrash, vedavar shalom vish, uvamidbar sinah, Hashem spoke to Moshe, uvamidbar sinah, says the Medrash, kol mishayne oisa atzmoyin, Midbar Hefker, someone who does not place oneself like a Midbar, which is a Hefker, any Yachalikness is a Chachma of a Torah, cannot acquire a Chachma and Torah Ad Kadvarov. So now then, Siva Shalom is going to explain this Medrash. And this is referring to three strengths of the soul. Three general strengths of the soul that hamaniyim kolpu ulois of tchunas nafshay, that are the ones that control all of a person's actions and a person's nature. Koyach ha'esh of adam, the koyach of fire in a person, memenai noivim and yanai kas, isragzus, that is from where a person's all concepts of anger come from. Ve'esha tava v'yerezmai, and the fire of desire comes from the koyach of esha of a person. V'chenes mayim, the concept of water, who in ahavos yitshukos, the concept of loves and yearnings. V'chenes midbar, the concept of the desert, who yisoy the ofar, that is the foundation of earth, shememenoi, which a person is made up of that as well, shememenoi kol inyonei atzvus atzlon v'rifin yadayim, atzvus atzlus v'rifin yadayim. And there comes depression, laziness, and loosening of the hands.
For ripping.
I mean, just letting go of Torah. I think it's basically the same thing as atzlus.
kinyan al Torah, for the acquisition of Torah, tzorach lahaknes as shleishis hayisoidis halalu l'kedusha. One has to include these three foundations of fire, water, and earth into kedusha. Ha'esh tia la'esh kodesh. One has to transform their fire into a holy fire, asher tukad boy, that should burn within him, l'ashem l'tarosai, for Hashem and for his Torah. Hamayim, the water is habku la'ahavas etchukas kedoshes. Water should be transformed into loves and yearnings that are holy. Hamidbar, and the foundation of earth is nafshay ka'ofer la'kol tia. A person should place himself like earth to everyone else. Sheyavke kol mehusay yashusay va'anochiyusay. A person should forfeit one's entire essence, their ego, v'yivatlim ka'ayin v'efes, the Torah HaKadosh, and one should nullify them nothing, like absolutely nothing to the Torah HaKadosh. Chen Amru Chazal also say, that the words of Torah cannot have an existence only by a person that kills himself for it. Even though the entire Torah, we have a general rule, that a person has to live with the mitzvahs and not die because of the mitzvahs. And pikuach nefesh, saving one's life, pushes away all prohibitions of the Torah. So, but here, when it says that a person has to kill himself for it, it means that a person has to forfeit one's self. His ego and his I. Because anyone who is sunk within his own self, who yesh nifrod, he is a separate entity. Such a person is unworthy of being connected to the Torah. While Derek Dizi B'Gemora, as it says in the Gemara, the Torah only has an existence by someone who places himself as if he isn't. Shememra, as the Pasuk says, "Bachachma me ayin timotze." Wisdom could only come about through ayin, through nothingness. We also find a chazal. B'miyata moitzon. By who do you find Torah? Only by someone who makes himself cruel to his children and family members, like a crow.
Why is that?
I'll explain in a moment.
I hope you're going to explain all that, aren't you?
Huh?
I hope you're going to explain all
that.
Yeah,
he'll explain.
No.
What?
Crow? It's a
crow bird. The bird?
Yeah.
Those are mean birds.
Right. And the definition is not this, to be understood in its simple meaning. There's nothing worse than cruelty. Just like Hashem is compassionate, we're also obligated to be compassionate. How is it possible to say that one should be cruel to his children or his family members? Rather, Chazal are talking about the great self-sacrifice that is necessary for Torah learning. That a person has to place himself as if he is cruel, meaning that even though the person's heart goes out of great compassion, one has to be able to conquer his rachmanis as if he is cruel, with self-sacrifice for the sake of Torah learning. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he's saying, but it seems to be that he's saying that if one's Torah learning would mean
would result in one's family members having not being able to have all the luxuries of this world, even though the head of the household would love that his family members should have all, you know, if he'd be out there making a decent living, his family members would be able to benefit from all the pleasures of this world, and that's what he would want for his family members. Nevertheless, for the sake of limud Torah, he places himself like an achzori on his family members, that they are going to have to do with less. And this is all more difficult than a physical self-sacrifice. All these different words of Chazal give us a picture until what point the person has to toil in Torah. And the explanation of this is, it's kamoi shaladam yesh boyeherakiv guf and neshama, just like a person is made up of a body and soul. Uve histalkus on neshama in loishum chius, and when the neshama leaves the person is left without any life. Kamoi chenso also on mitzvahs and tariyag evorei vigidei adam. The mitzvahs are the 613 limbs and sinews of man. Aval atoyra hi neshmasai. But the Torah is the neshama of man. Shebeli limud v'yegiyas ha-Torah, without learning and toiling in Torah, ein lo yizchus kiyum, the person doesn't have, not have the merit of existence. Al pizeh, yesh gam levayer, lama lo yehuskir v'Torah ha-Kadosh, ha-Mitzvus yegiyas ha-Torah. According to this, we can understand why the mitzvah of toiling in Torah is not mentioned in the Torah. We learn it from the words of the Nevi'im. It says, you should, a person should think about it day and night. The reason is because it is the concept of the soul. That the soul is always hidden from the naked eye. It's a spiritual essence that is very fine and concealed. I'll be right there, okay? Amolah shel Torah, the toil and Torah require chiyusoi. Shel Yehudi, it is the source of life of a Jew, and his shmosai haruchnis, and his spiritual soul. L'chein amru Chazal. Therefore, Chazal say v'chein poskan Rambam perigimel the Talmud Torah, and the Rambam paskan so in the Talmud Torah ki Talmud Torah shkudo k'neged kol mitzvos, that the Talmud Torah equals all mitzvos put together. Amru b'Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says, "Kol olam kulei and ishave ledover echad min haTorah." That the whole world, is cannot compare to even one word of Torah. Chaldomar, and the other opinion is, I feel the kol haMitzvos, that all the mitzvahs put together in ishave ledover echad min haTorah, does not equal one word of Torah. Ki b'chinas neshama, and the reason is because the Torah is the neshama of all the mitzvahs.
I have a lot of problems.
We'll talk about it.
Again, on a private session.